The Silversmith's Reflection, Redeeming the Time Brothers podcast, a podcast by Gene Kissinger and Norman Kissinger, two brothers who spent their lives in ministry and raising large families. Our desire is to provide a digital place for those who long belong. And as always, we want to leave a nightlight on for you. That nightlight is out of the book of James, chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Came across a description of how a silversmith refined silver, and it helps amplify a passage in the Old Testament describing the process. It says, in the heat of the fire, a silversmith works diligently refining silver until it's pure. He explains that the silver must be kept at the hottest part of the flame to burn away all the impurities. His constant attention ensures that it doesn't burn. He knows it's ready when he can see his own image reflected in the gleaming metal. And just as that silversmith sees his image in the refined silver, God watches over us through our trials until he sees his reflection in us. I'm convinced that we can go through almost any pain and suffering as long as we understand there's a point to it. There's a purpose to it. I think we expect there to be suffering in this old sin-cursed world, but what we resent and what we refuse to go through is suffering that is pointless. And here, James is ensuring us that our trials have a purpose. And the Old Testament passage that talks about the refiner's fire amplifies what that is. And that purpose is that the image of Christ might be reflected in us. And so God allows us to go through the heat of trials to accomplish that purpose. So in the midst of trials, it may seem easier to falter and lose hope. But remember, it is the testing of our faith that produces perseverance. Let's embrace these challenges, not as burdens, but as opportunities to grow closer to God, to lean into his strength and to renew our faith. As we continue to endure, let us do so with joy, knowing that the trials we face are not in vain. They're shaping us, molding us into the image of Christ, preparing us for the eternal glory that awaits. So let's stand firm with our eyes fixed on the Lord, for he is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. And in his perfect time, he will establish, strengthen, and settle us, making us perfect and complete, lacking nothing. If today you're feeling the heat of the fire, remember that God has his eye on you and will keep watching you until he sees his image reflected in you. Mighty Father God, I thank you that just as the soldier goes through boot camp and understands that suffering equips him for something to come, that he might win a warfare, the athlete endures a training camp, understanding that it is perfecting his skills, help us to understand that the trials and traumas that we go through are part of your shaping hand, molding us and making us into the image of Christ. Allow your image to be reflected in us every day. In Jesus' most holy, precious, and powerful name, amen. God bless you. I love you, but Jesus loves you so much more. Have a great day.